This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
It is presented by Garrison Building Supply. Been hearing a lot about the need for blood. Valerie Gordon, account manager for Douglas and Coos Counties for the American Red Cross, on with us. Valerie, good morning.
Good morning.
So let's talk about this need for blood and this big shortage right now. What has led to this? What are some of the things that have made this kind of a tough situation for the Red Cross right now?
Well, it's the lowest blood level we've had in 10 years, and it's due to several different factors. Weather has come into play in parts of the country, including the Pacific Northwest. Certainly, COVID has played a tremendous role in this. We have lost 20% of our blood from the high schools and colleges, and we haven't been able to get caught up from that. The fires in our area also affected the Pacific Northwest, and actually right now the need for blood has increased. And so when you combine all of those factors, we are not able to collect enough blood for the need that we have right now.
And what happens when that takes place?
Basically what happens is that doctors make decisions on what surgeries they're going to do and which ones have to be postponed. It's a very sad situation when somebody needs blood and a doctor has to make that type of decision, but that's the point that we're at right now.
And I would think normally, you know, if you're walking into a medical situation where potentially you might need blood after a surgery or something, you just expect it to be there. And when it's not, boy, I can put a big wrinkle in things.
Absolutely. I mean, if I needed to have surgery or you needed to have surgery, you would expect that if you needed blood, that definitely it would be there. But that's not the case. In fact, I did talk to a doctor just this last week, and I asked him what he does. What's the very first thing he does when he comes into work? And he says, I ask how much blood I have, and then I decide which surgeries I'm going to do. I just don't want you or I or anybody else to be on the end of that. And so that's why we're just pleading, and we have an appeal out right now, asking donors to please, please, please make a donation if they're healthy.
So how do you do that these days? Obviously, some things have changed a bit. What's the best way for somebody to take the first step?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, a lot of people, I don't know, Kyle, if you donate or not, but a lot of people, the answer that I get, the number one answer why people don't donate is because they're afraid of needles. And I would say we're all afraid of needles. None of us like it. But honestly, it's a little pinch and you're on the bed for no more than 5 minutes and then you're done. And when a person can do that and give of themselves, they actually have the potential to save three individuals' lives. So, you know, I don't want it to be me or my husband or my children or my grandparents. You don't either. That's why I just encourage everybody to donate so that person that they don't know is somebody else's grandmother or mother or father. So it's just getting past that needle, I think, is the biggest hurdle.
So I know that there are a lot of blood drives happening around Douglas County, a lot of different locations. How do people find out about them?
The easiest way, I know that it is promoted in your newspaper, so we appreciate that very much. But the easiest way is to go on www.redcrossblood.org. They click on that they want to donate, and they simply put in the zip code. The zip code will take them to all of the available drives in Douglas and Coos County and wherever they're at, actually. But for us, Douglas and Coos County, they just put in the zip code.
And I know the process of actually giving blood is very short with the appointments and stuff. How long are you normally there if you show up at a location to donate blood?
I would say if you have an appointment, and we are encouraging appointments, a person would want to at least block out a half an hour. And the reason for that is they don't know how much time is taken with the person in front of them. First-time donors take a little bit longer. We also have what's called a rapid pass. A lot of people, when they go to Disneyland, they know what the fast pass is. Well, the fast pass at Disneyland gets you on the rides faster. Our rapid pass is an opportunity for people to do their health history questions before they get to the drive. And if somebody does the rapid pass, it will save them 15 to 20 minutes at the drive as well.
Wow. So making it real easy for folks, a lot of opportunities there, and obviously a big need. I mean, just you think about the scenario you painted there. People presume, I mean, it's sort of like when you walk into the kitchen, you expect the staple items to be there. You know, if you are looking for food, you expect it's there. You've gone and gotten it. You've been prepared. And for blood, you just presume that somebody's going to make sure it's there. But if people aren't donating as much, that is where we're at right now. And clearly it's an issue for you guys that need some help.
It's absolutely an issue. And I would say it's an issue for all of us. Obviously, people don't understand that. I had a person that said, hey, I don't need to donate. I donated 5 years ago, and I appreciate that. But blood has a short shelf life of no more than 45 days. And so it's not something that we manufacture in a manufacturing facility. It only comes from people like you and I. And so, we expect it to be there when we need it, and we don't really think about it, because it's not something that you really want to think about, but we all need to think about it, because right now it's a desperate situation and it is affecting a lot of people that need the blood. And another interesting item for the people listening, people in the United States, we need blood every 2 seconds. And also another interesting fact is that you and I, when we donate, we actually are saving potentially 3 people's lives, because when the blood goes to our center, it gets separated into plasma, platelets, and whole blood. And so where else can you and I go, Kyle, to save somebody's life? I don't know. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a fireman. I'm not a policeman. It's a pretty noble cause if you think about it, and I hope that inspires some people as well.
All right. Give them the website address again to get connected and get signed up.
Again, it's www.redcrossblood.org.
All right, Valerie Gordon from the American Red Cross, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:38 Morning Conversation, a presentation at Gerritsen Building Supply.